I'll get ready for that.
But like with Matt, the playing time and all that, have you kind of figured that out?
It'll be very similar to last week. You know, I want to get a certain number of plays, a certain number of throws, and then whenever that hits, like last week we had that long drive and ate up a lot of the first quarter. So if it would be just reversed, then I'd get him out of the game probably. You know, but he needs to get a couple of snaps.
I know you don't game plan, Coach, but did you say anything about intensity for this second preseason game? I know you were not pleased the intensity for the first preseason.
Well, the intensity wasn't the intensity. It was our smarts, really, in the first game. I know we played pretty hard, you know, but we made a lot of mental errors and made a lot of mistakes that are very much in our control. It's not the officials calling holding or something. It's just offside and things like that. That has to improve. Yeah. Now, the challenge is we're in a very tough place to play. It's loud. That's good for us. You know, it gets us ready for those types of situations during the season. But that's what I want to see improve. You know, I will play hard. You know, I mean, I don't worry about this group playing hard. But let's play smart, too.
Like last season, you win a lot of the season. Awesome. That's two tight ends. With the Army situation, you probably go into this year with just two healthy ones.
I don't know. That's probably has to be discussed just a little bit more. You know, that was a possibility anyway before he got hurt. So we have to see. I mean, that'll be decided right at the end when we see how the rest of the roster shapes up.
What game have you circled for him? Is it okay with how that happened?
Well, I didn't know he was out 6 weeks. I read in the paper this morning. So I'm not circling anything yet. Okay, we'll just take it and see where he is.
Have you heard any updates on him?
No.
Mike, but when you get a guy like Keith Willis to play well in NFL Europe, how do you gain trust in someone who really has no NFL experience? Can you gain that through training camp and exhibition season?
Well, yeah, that's the only time you have.
Yeah.
So, and then you have to make a judgment call. You know, with those kids that we don't know very well, but have had little or no experience in the NFL, then you just got to make a judgment call. The same thing you do with your draft choices, quite frankly. You know, you say, okay, this is what we thought he was. This is what we think he is now, and now we think he can do this. And those guys fall into that category.
Are there any particular players or maybe positions that you're really eager to see in this game, maybe that you didn't get a good look at last game? I mean, one that sticks out is maybe Jabron. Does maybe Jabron play a little bit? Or?
Jabron plus. Yeah, he's going to play in this game.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to play.
Like, was your cell phone broke yesterday? That seems unusual.
I know.
Any explanation for that?
Life is strange sometimes.